Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet, but I'm way less sad. Hey, hey, hey! Hey, 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 hey! Back from the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm very, very happy. 5 sellout shows, extra shows. I always remember Russell Howard when he wasn't really on TV. Before he got on TV, he was asked, Russell Howard's famous comedian in the UK and probably where you are as well. He was asked anyway, before he got famous, when do you think you'll make it? And at the time, you know, he was. And as he said, I'm earning my living doing the job I love. You know, I'm playing to universities and full houses and whatever. People come and watch me, and this is all I want. This is all I want. This is all I need to be happy right here, right now. And, you know, this is all I need to be happy right here, right now. I think we can all hopefully look back at 1, 2, 5 moments in our lives where we were incredibly happy, where we're the happiest we've been. This is one of those moments right here, you know. Other moments, walking in South Island, New Zealand, to Mount Aspiring, nothing will beat that, I don't think. But there's another moment I look back on all the time in terms of happiness. I was standing at a craps table in Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas. I'd just been all around the world, and Vegas was my last stop before New York and home. And I'd left home a few months before with £15,000. And I'd spent it all. I'd spent most of it, actually, some weeks before in Australia and New Zealand and Hawaii. So I'm in Vegas now. And I'm drawing out money, cash, on a credit card. Which you feel very ashamed doing in Vegas, because you know you're gambling, A, with somebody else's money. So you're down the total amount of money before you've even reached the table. And then B, there's this shame of knowing how much you're being charged by the bank. And to make matters worse, they cancelled the card briefly. So I had to phone them up. They thought it was a fraudulent transaction. Like, who is this guy? Who is this maverick? Who is this? He's spunked £15,000 around the world in a few months, and now he's in Caesar's Palace drawing money out on a credit card. Who is this sad playboy? Anyway, I drew out $100, you know, and was charged probably about $20. And this was literally my last throw of the dice. Craps. It's the game with two dice and Indecent Proposal. Robert Redford in this film wins $1 million, which he later spends on having full sex on a boat with Demi Moore. Now, Demi Moore wasn't a prostitute. If you haven't seen the film, she wasn't a sex worker, but she agreed with her husband to take $1 million to have full sex to completion. I mean, I think contractually she'd be paid the money even if he didn't complete it, even if Robert Redford didn't get it up or didn't come. Anyway, it's irrelevant detail, but it was in the film. They did detail that. They showed the contract. Anyway, so yes, she was being paid for sex, but Demi Moore was not a prostitute. She wasn't a sex worker. Maybe half a sex worker. As it's known, a demi whore. Yeah, just for that night. And this is a long preamble to get to that, wasn't it? And this film was on my mind as the dice in Caesar's Palace were passed to this attractive-looking man. He looked like Omar Sharif. He was my Robert Redford. He was my matinee idol. And he was literally my last roll of the dice. As with that $100 in my, now on the table, pretty much dependent on what this guy threw was whether I'd end up penniless or way less sad. I didn't think I was going to be happy, whatever happened, but I just thought I could take the edge off. If I could just win $50. Sometimes it's not being about happy, is it? You can't get happiness all of the time. It's just about being way less sad. But what happened next was better than sex. Demi Moore, lest we forget, got a dinner, didn't she? Got a free dinner on a boat. She got full sex with Robert Redford. And she got a dress. The £1 million was just a bonus after that. But this was even better. Omar Sharif threw those dice over and over and over again. He didn't lose. The whole table kept winning. We didn't lose any money for what must have been an hour. We kept piling the money on. And after this hour, I was about $1,500 up. And I looked into this beautiful man's eyes and thought, you don't know me. You'll never know me. But the fact that I can look into your eyes as you're having fun and I'm having fun and earning money, life doesn't get any better than this. And that's how I feel doing stand-up. Don't ask me when I'll make it. I've made it. This is all I need. This is all there is. We only have one life. And there's a way to be happy. Or at least way less sad. Just do what you love. Work hard so you can do what you love. Every time I stand on stage, I've made it. I've made it. I never said thank you to that guy, but to everyone that comes to my shows and supports me and believes in me, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.